Welcome to season two of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes. Before the episode today, I want to start by sharing another MTSS hero shout out. I want to celebrate Emily from Bedford City Schools in Ohio. She is a school psychologist who is leading the MTSS efforts in her school. Her colleague Rebecca shared this about her. I consult with Rebecca frequently to get ideas on how to better support our students, how to get useful data from our students that struggle with communication and comprehension. And I find her compassion and instincts rival her knowledge and understanding of the MTSS process. I am so grateful for the opportunity to work with and learn from her. Thank you, Emily, for your hard work. We celebrate you. Now for today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Schoolin' Around episode. And today it's just you and me, so cozy up. I'm ready with my coffee in hand. And if it's your first time here, it's hopefully not going to be your last. I'm excited about today's topic because as a young and experienced teacher, I remember struggling to really understand the advantages to co-teaching. And we'll get into that in a minute as to the why, but today's episode is an encouragement to those secondary teachers and leaders striving to make MTSS happen in middle school and high school. And leaders, I have some specific tips at the end of the episode for you, so stay tuned. Let's dive in. If you've ever found yourself in a classroom with a mix of students who have a wide range of needs, like I did as a teacher in a Title I school, then you know the challenge. I remember having classes of 25 plus students, a third receiving IEP services with English language learning mixed in there, and many emotional needs as well because, well, middle school. In seventh and eighth grade, students that traditionally struggled often could not keep up with the intense pace of middle school classes, and it began to show. I had many days that ended with me wondering whether I had enough energy or time to help each student that needed me, let alone those independent students who also deserved my attention. The greatest gift I had in some of those classes was my co-teachers. Throughout my years in the classroom, I had many different types of co-teachers. Some were special education teachers, some were paraeducators, ELL teachers, and even gifted and talented teachers. Each year, the co-teaching relationship worked a little bit differently. But as a young and experienced teacher, I really struggled to understand the advantages. I was prepared to lead my own classroom, but I often felt it was a hassle to plan and work with a teacher who had a very different style than I did. And my ego got in the way, to be honest, of really understanding the power of co-teaching with another trained teacher and how our students truly benefited. The thing is, co-teaching actually increases the possibility within the classroom. Many schools are already using this model to promote inclusion of students who are receiving special education or language services. Why not make the most of it for MTSS as well? Today, I want to explore with you how co-teaching is a great way to make MTSS possible within the secondary classroom, although this could also apply to middle grades as well. First, let's talk a little bit about what co-teaching is. Co-teaching is an inclusive model of instruction that helps serve students with disabilities and students that need more support in the general education classroom. Typically, co-teaching means pairing a general education teacher with a special education teacher, a general ed teacher, or even a paraprofessional, or other support staff such as school psychologists or school counselors. There are different types of co-teaching models. One of my favorites is team teaching, when two teachers work together to instruct and lead learning. It is a magical experience to teach with someone who matches your energy and enthusiasm for a topic or even a group of students. Team teaching with a like-minded colleague will absolutely provide a very rich experience for yourself and for your students. Sounds great, right? Even better, it makes MTSS a possibility in the secondary classroom. Let me share how. Doubling the number of teachers creates more opportunities to support students and provide higher quality learning experiences. For core instruction, a co-teacher allows for differentiation of materials and activities. One teacher can work with a larger group on an activity floating around the room, while the other works with the same activity with a smaller group of students. At the tier two level, co-teaching makes those targeted interventions possible. Most secondary schedules are really rigid, and we assign students to specific classes and teachers, and there's not a teacher floating around the building from class to class for intervention time. They just have one specific intervention class. And if students need more intervention, they require a schedule change, placing them in that intervention class. However, with co-teaching, interventions could take place within a general education classroom, and both teachers participate in the facilitation. Maybe you're listening and thinking, this sounds great, but what about those students who require the most intensive support? Often, those are the students that cause me to lose sleep at night, wondering how do I really make a difference for them. It is really challenging for solo teachers to give individual attention to students. It just really is, especially when you have 150 plus students on your roster. Thankfully, co-teaching allows for that lower student-to-teacher ratio and attention for students requiring that intensive support. I know right now it may be incredibly hard given staff shortages and unfilled positions, but co-teaching could occur with a paraprofessional or a teacher aide. For example, with my co-teaching partners, I was able to sit down with one student to work through an assignment that they didn't understand. And while I did that, in the back of the classroom, the other teacher worked with students on a project. The one teaches, one assists model provides that additional eyes on students and facilitates behavior observation and intensive intervention as necessary. Other models include parallel teaching, when both are teaching at the same content, but the class is divided. This is great for differentiation of content. I did this with a large class, so with a co-teacher, so that more students could have a chance to participate and talk in a discussion. Station teaching is another great co-teaching model and an excellent intervention option. Many teachers use this model to provide independent activities and focus time with instruction, with students kind of rotating around the room. Check out our show notes for the resource breaking down different types of co-teaching models, including the ones I just shared with you. Although it took me a while to understand this as a young teacher, co-teaching offers the advantage of collaboration. Managing a group of students with diverse needs alone can be overwhelming for a single teacher. Having a co-teacher who contributes their expertise to address student interventions is incredibly beneficial in navigating those challenges together. Even more, co-teaching offers the ability to extend and enrich learning, reaching even the students who are above grade level but maybe not growing. And maybe you know all of this already. And if you're a leader listening, I don't want you to leave without this. Co-teaching only works if you, as the leader, support it. It isn't good enough to make a schedule assigning teachers together, but you have to consider how to facilitate and coach teams to ensure the best outcome. I have had amazing co-teaching situations, and I have had situations where we both ended up in our administrator's office venting about how it was not working. So I want to leave you with a few tips to make sure that your teachers take advantage of the co-teaching situation. First, build co-planning time into the schedule. They need time to plan lessons and activities together. This may just mean you make sure that their plan times are at the same time, so once a week they can meet together. Second, consider personalities when arranging co-teaching assignments. not everyone meshes well, right? You may just want to get insight into who would people like to work with. Just get a little insight. Third, provide opportunities for coaching and professional development around co-teaching and instructional strategies within that. Fourth, spend time observing and reflecting with teachers. And then mediate difficult conversations when you need to. Finally, this might be the most important. Help create clear roles and responsibilities, such as who's in charge of the gradebook and attendance. These are very small things, but trust me, they make a big difference in the day-to-day. And this can clear up confusion about who should take the lead. This is a co-teaching situation. So just because you're teaching in one person's classroom doesn't mean that they're the lead teacher. So you really want to make sure that that's clear and that's understood by both people. In our show notes, I included a co-teaching observation worksheet for leaders, and this can help you begin the process of reflecting on what is and isn't working. And even if your school is already incorporating co-teaching, it is always a good idea to reflect on whether these teams are taking advantage of the full benefits that co-teaching offers, especially within the MTSS model. If you have a great tip on how to make co-teaching successful, please share it with me by commenting on this episode's post on social media under Branching Minds account, or shoot me an email. Check out the show notes for links and my email. My co-teaching classes were some of the most engaging and productive times within my teaching experience. As a general education teacher, I learned how to better include students with additional needs, and I had someone to help provide the support for students who needed it the most. Many times, a secondary teacher has 100 to 150 plus students, and the burden of supporting them all is a very overwhelming feeling at times. I hope I provided a little insight and encouragement for leaders considering how to support and promote co-teaching within your MTSS implementation and school. As always, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.